You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm asking a question. Which one do you think is better? Do you think it's better to break up before the holiday if you want to break up, or do you feel that after New Year's is the time to do it? Dealing with breakup is never a fun thing. You know, that's why they say breaking up is hard to do. It's not fun. It's sad. It's scary. It's stressful. It makes people unhappy. It makes people sad. And when it's during the holiday season, and you feel that it's time for a change, do you think that it's better to do it now, do it quick, rip the Band-Aid off, get it done with, don't really worry about it and move on? Or do you feel that it's better to wait till after the holiday season to do the breaking up? And I'm asking this question tonight because I think it's really important, because there are a lot of folks out there right now who are in relationships that they've actually realized that they're not that happy in the relationship. They've had an epiphany. Maybe it's been over a period of time. Maybe it was just recent. Maybe they got into the relationship for the wrong reasons. And it's coming full circle at this point. Perhaps they're upset about choices. Perhaps it's mutual. Perhaps it's one-sided. And I want to delve into that this evening so that we can really figure out what is the best thing to do. Is there a best thing to do? Do people win? Do people lose? What's the best option when dealing with being in an unhappy relationship, or being unhappy? So you could be in an unhappy relationship, right? Or you can be unhappy in a relationship. And I feel like that's really what we're talking about tonight, right? Is that when somebody's dealing with breaking up with someone, if the other person has no idea that this is coming about, that is extreme. I think for the most part, when we are dealing with rocky scenarios and relationships that have gone either too long, or started under the false pretense, or started when other people were still in relationships, these three situations can cause chaotic in any relationship and can cause relationships to fall apart. However, on the flip side, if people are in a relationship, if one person's in a relationship with another person and everything's going great, there's really been rarely any arguments. You know, everybody seems to be genuinely happy. And all of a sudden, somebody wants to break up. Now, that's a question. That's a red flag. But maybe the other person hasn't been paying attention. Or like I said, maybe there's something that's eating up the person that wants to break up because of something that happened. And I'm going to give you a good example tonight because I feel that this resonates what I'm talking about. A client of mine recently came in and told me that her and her boyfriend broke up. And I said, what happened? And this happened literally the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So the Sunday after Thanksgiving, so for Thanksgiving, they actually ended up doing their own thing because she had some family that she needed to see and he had some family that he needed to see. So it was a separate but equal thing. They've been dating for a year. And on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, you know, she got back in and called him and he's like, hey, do you think we could meet up and at the house and talk? Can I come over there and let's hang out? And she's like, yeah, sure. Not expecting anything. He shows up. I think they had a glass of wine or two, and he tells her that, you know, hey, I've been thinking about it, and I'm going to need a breakup. And she's like, what? I mean, think about it. They were planning, like, Christmas decorations, Christmas trips together, what they were going to do, all kinds of stuff was being planned prior to Sunday. And from her side of it, she said that she never saw it coming. And so that's when I asked her, what is the breakup about? Because we have to get down to the nitty-gritty. What is it about? Why is it happening? And why is it happening right now? Because I feel that when somebody needs to break up immediately, And maybe this has been going on for a long time. So maybe for the whole year, maybe half the year, the person's been thinking about a lot of issues, contemplating life, wondering which direction they should go. But better yet, I feel that in a lot of these situations, something's eating them up inside. There's something that's going on that they haven't really talked about, or there's something that the other person should know that they aren't taking into consideration. Because think about it, a lot of times in relationship, when things are going well, everybody knows. Most of the time in relationships, when things are not going well, everybody knows, right? There's dissension, there's disharmony, there could be anger, there could be resentment, there could be pain and sorrow, there could be all kinds of different levels of argument and upset when we know that it's not going right. And so let's sit there and think about it. In what situations could it be a very one-sided breakup? In what situations could it be a very one-sided breakup? Because I think when we think about one-sided breakups, to some degree. Now, not everything is one-sided. No, everybody has a part to play in this situation. Takes two to tango, right? And if it takes two to tango, then we realize that it can't just be all one person's issue or all the other. But in the same point, it could be clearly one more person's issue than the other. So let's talk about those particular issues. The first thing that comes to mind is that one person's still in love with their ex. That one person is still in love with their ex. And that is a very painful situation because, you know, a lot of times when someone's still in love with their ex, they could have been with somebody for a long time. You know, but when they're still in love with their ex, they still think about their ex. They're reminiscing about their ex. They're thinking about old school times and fun and love and romance and all the time and fun that they had is still going through their head. But they're in a different relationship. And I find that that's a one-sided breakup, even though the other person probably knows to a degree some about their ex, some about the breakup, because most of the time, there's only a few of you out there who are really good at keeping the past, right? Most women aren't as good. Most women like to talk about breakups, like to talk about past issues with their current. And I find that more men than women like to keep it a little bit of a distance. They don't like to bring it up. They like to keep some distance. They like to go into the relationship new. Sometimes that's not true, though. Sometimes, depending on how bad the breakup was or how bad the divorce was, especially, a man might want to bring it up more. But for the most part, men try to like start with tabula rasa, blank slate, and try to move on from there. Women, we're more emotional, right? We have a emotional connection. And if you just get a little tipsy, you're drunk, you're talking about the ex, especially in the beginning of the new relationship. But women give a lot more information usually than men. Not all the time. There's some of you women out there that are like FBI, CIA, you know, you won't get anything out of you. Nothing. No Chinese water torture is going to change anything. You're not going to get any. But those are few and far between. And you probably do work for the CIA on the side, too. We just don't know that. So, you know, think about it. We have all these issues. And one of the things is if you're still in love with your ex. And if that person and their ex had a bad breakup, that could be a formulation, too, for a problematic situation. It's just like the man or woman that decides that they're going to start dating 2 months after their divorce is finalized. I don't know about y'all, but I'll tell you one thing. The last thing I would do if I was a single woman is to date a man that is 2 months outside of a divorce. I wouldn't date a man that was a year outside of their divorce because I know how divorce, especially if it was a painful divorce, I know how divorce is. The problem is that a lot of times people marry, men more than women, marry projects. Women they can help. The wounded bird. The damsel in distress. I mean, I'm sure they were hot and maybe the sex was great and they were good in bed, but at the same point in time, they were trying to help this woman out to find herself, to help her with her life and to be there for her and all that good stuff. And when usually when divorce happens, that can be for many reasons. Maybe it's because the man realized what was going on maybe the whole time, maybe got sick and tired of the game, or maybe she decided that she was tired of dealing with him. All in all, I found that when you get with somebody right after a divorce, it is not good. I mean, I think it's like 1 out of every 10 times that it actually turns into a relationship, but I think 9 out of 10 times it's a rebound relationship. It's a rebound relationship. And so for the person that gets in the relationship with the rebounder, it's usually a painful process because no matter how long it lasts, it ends up in breakup. We're going to be talking more about, is it better to break up before or after the holidays, before or after New Year's Eve? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the reasons why people break up and what I think is the best solution for the situation so far. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in 2 shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about breaking up. You know, breaking up is hard to do. And I'm asking you a question. Which do you find better? Do you find it better to break up before the holidays or wait until after New Year's Eve, after New Year's Day, and say, hey, I'm tired of you, I want out, or I just can't handle this, it's not me. It's the opposite. It's not you, it's me. But whatever it is, whatever the reason for the breakup, do you feel that it should wait until after the holidays, or do you feel that there's no time like the present? And the reason why I ask this question is that, you know, I'm a therapist and I'm also a life coach. And so I see clients on a daily basis who deal with breakup and being upset and missing out and losing out on relationships and feeling this way or that or abandoned or relieved. And recently I've had several clients come to me and they either broke up with a significant other or they were broken up with and the significant other broke up with them right before the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. And I have to ask that question, what is better? Do you wait or do you not wait? Are there certain occasions that you just cannot wait? Is waiting to break up in any time, day, or, you know, any time of the year, it doesn't matter if it's the holidays or not, if you're waiting, what are you waiting for? Is there ever a time that waiting is a good idea? And, you know, when I think about waiting is a good idea, depending on the reason for the relationship breakup, I mean, if this is a mutual thing and you both have been at odds together for years and this has just been, and, you know, one smokescreen after another to try to stay together, I don't really feel like you asking for a breakup is a big of a deal. It's kind of like you're finally severing ties and maybe the codependency thing is going down the wayside. But I feel that for the most part, when somebody's wondering about breaking up and when to do it, I think it's because, one, it's maybe more of a one-sided breakup, like you've had enough or you weren't ready for this relationship or you're not really in love, or maybe you got in the relationship too soon because you weren't ready for another relationship. Maybe this was a rebound relationship. But, you know, I was thinking about one time when I was dealing with a client one time, they did ask me, they said, you know, I love this person, but I don't love them as the end-all be-all. I don't love them as my spouse. I'm not willing to marry them. But the other person was going through Alzheimer's and the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's with their parent, and the parent was really, the health was deteriorating at such a rapid rate that they knew that they felt like it wasn't the right thing to do to break up with them right then. Does that make sense? Like, they felt that it was wrong to break up with them in the situation where the mother is slowly dying or quickly dying and having to go through all these processes. And so this particular client decided to wait. And they ended up waiting 6 months because, you know, the dementia and all that stuff was going on. And at the same time, you know, they didn't want to rock the boat, but they also didn't want to cause any more stress and strain. You know, there comes a time in life where you don't want to cause any more problems for somebody. I mean, there's already problems happening. There's already issues. Do you want to add to it? Now, you have to sit there and wonder that with kid gloves, though, what makes sense. But in that situation, when my client had asked me what I thought, my opinion was that, well, one, it doesn't matter my opinion, and I don't really have an opinion. But what do you feel is the right thing? And so we started talking about this, and this is kind of how we started. We started fleshing out these concepts and these ideas. How long have they been together? They'd actually been together for 6 years. It's a very long time. What is the reason for the breakup? And the reason for it was that she felt that it wasn't going in the right direction. She felt that it wasn't kismet. It wasn't like a spiritual connection. She felt as if she wanted more from a relationship, and she felt like she was kind of, just getting stuck. And I feel in these relationships, both, you know, he and she, you know, you have these types of issues, and you have these issues that you have to deal with. But in this situation with the mother passing and all that stuff, they waited. And by waiting, I don't know if it helped them out by waiting, but the person that had been going through a lot of the pain and suffering had a support group with them during the time throughout the problems with the mother, and then later on the death of the mother. And so there was some sort of rock of Gibraltar there that they could cling to, that they had there as maybe a safety net and security. And the person that broke up didn't want to hurt them. See, and I saw that as maybe a difference too, is that when you are really close friends too, and I feel that a lot of relationships, especially over a period of time, you become close friends. And I think close friends do not want to hurt close friends. Even if you're not in love with them like they're going to be your spouse and it's the end all be all, even if that's not the case, you still have respect and care and admiration for them, to especially when they're dealing with a sick relative or going through, you know, some other emotional stress, and especially when it's not somebody that's always constantly going through emotional stress. Now, it's different if there's somebody out there that you're dating or thinking about breaking up with that every single thing in their life is a huge, huge undertaking, and everything they do is a stress thing and constant drama and constant irritation, and that could be the reason why you're breaking up with them. And so in that case, I would definitely stress, do not wait. If there's always a problem and you're going to wait through another problem and through another problem and through another problem and through another problem, and you're unhappy, okay? And you could just be waiting your whole life away. And if you are still waiting and you keep doing that and you know that's the situation, then you need to sit back and ask yourself, why are you waiting? Is there a reason? Are you really kind of happy, or are you really unhappy? What is it that you don't like about the relationship? What is it you do? And take a good look at the relationship for what it is and kind of put your arms around that and figure out, what is it that you're unhappy with? Or better yet, why are you staying? Because I think sometimes some of us are just scared of the relationship. Some of us, we want to have somebody else, but once we have them, we're like, oh, Jesus, what am I going to do now? Now I got this person full-time living in my house. You know, I don't have any peace and quiet anymore. You know, I used to not like to be alone, and now I just wish I could get 5-10 minutes alone. And you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like we don't want to work at the relationship. We want to have it. We want to have it like a safety rope, like a safety flotation device, but we don't necessarily want to work at it. And so I think that at this time, if anybody that you know or yourself are going through the possibility of needing to break up, you have to ask yourself why. And I was talking about earlier, still in love with the ex. And, you know, being still in love with the ex can cause a lot of problems in the present relationship. It can even cause people to break up with the present relationship in the hopes that they can actually reclaim the ex back. And I think that's something to be said for that, because I've had friends that have been in relationships for years at a time. And, you know, there was a guy, for example, two different relationships, two different men divorced, meet two different women several months after the divorce. And both of them relationships look great. One was 2.5 years and one was almost 3 years. And it was going great. And then one day, you know, on separate days, both men went to each woman and said, you know what, I'm still in love with my ex-wife. And I don't know what to do about it. One of those men ended up breaking up and getting back with the ex-wife and remarrying the ex-wife. The other did not get back with the ex-wife because she was already in a relationship and married someone else. And so he kind of missed the train on the present relationship, missed the train on the ex-wife, and then moved on. And I think that there's a lot to be said for that, especially for the other person who didn't just leave a relationship. I mean, when we just exit a relationship, exit stage right, I don't think that that is the time to go looking for a relationship. And that's the problem, is that a lot of people just don't want to be alone. And I think this is another reason for breakup, is just not, didn't want to be alone. So what happened? So they settle, and I'm not saying settle with, but they got with this person because they didn't want to be alone. They got with this person because they couldn't stand to be alone. They couldn't stand to be by themselves. And so they had to get somebody, and they got somebody, and now they got somebody, and now they're like, oh God, what the hell am I doing now? And that becomes a problem, because we sit there and we look at it and we go, oh my gosh, this is awful. And you begin to get claustrophobic. And the walls begin to shut down and get smaller. And you end up being like sized up in this little box. And you feel like you have no room, no personal space. No personal space at all. And you're wondering what you're going to do next. I'm here stuck in this relationship. What am I supposed to do? What's going to happen to me? Is this going to work out? Is this not going to work out? Oh, holy hand grenade, Superman. And then eventually you get tired of it. You get tired of it because you know what? You wanted to be with this person because you didn't want to be alone. It had nothing to do with this person had all these attributes. Instead, it was because you didn't want to be alone, because you just got a relationship and you were scared of the dark. And now you've led this person down the primrose path and you want out. And so you have to ask yourself a question. If somebody's in that situation and it's during the holiday season, is it right to basically ruin someone else's holiday? Or, but then you have to sit there and ask yourself the question, is it better to rip the Band-Aid off now or to wait? Is it? And some of y'all out there might even be saying, well, if I do it now, I don't have to give her anything, or I don't have to give him anything for Christmas or Hanukkah. I know, right? The cheaper way is to break up before the holidays. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about breaking up. Breaking up is hard to do. Is it better to do before or after the holidays? Why people break up in relationships, and some of those breakups that happen that just seem to sideswipe folks because they didn't even know it was about to happen. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time, and well, I don't know. Okay, I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about how breaking up is hard to do. Breaking up is hard to do. Yeah, woohoo! Like a bebop group or something like that. But breaking up is hard to do, right? Right? It is. It really is. And you know what? Is it better to break up during the holidays, before the holidays, or after the holidays? And right now, we're smack dab in the holidays, okay? You're smack dab in the holidays. You needed to do this really before Thanksgiving if you knew that this was coming down. If you knew that you needed to break up, you needed to do it before Thanksgiving. And a lot of people are kind of like doing it right now, willy-nilly breaking up with people right now. And I find it a hard time for some people to have a breakup, because not only is that just like a beat down, but on top of that, a lot of people don't have family with them during the holidays. Maybe their boyfriend or girlfriend is the family they have. And so there's a whole loneliness concept. But also, I mean, it's one thing for a relationship, there be a mutual breakup where both people are like, okay, you know, hey, I hate you, you hate me, we're out. Or I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Or I'm your friend, and you're my friend, but I'm not in love with you. Or I can't stand anything you do, and you can't stand anything I do. So you see what I'm saying? There's a mutual agreement. And in a mutual agreement, it doesn't matter if it happened today, tomorrow, New Year's Eve, it doesn't matter. If it's a mutual agreement, y'all know it's going to happen. You know it's coming to pass. So that's not the point. That's not an issue. That's kind of a mute point, because that's already been something you've been talking about, right? That's been something that's been discussed, that's been in play, that's been communicated. And that's something that you have to sit back and say, okay, I get it. You know, I mean, we were ready for this. This was happening. We've been talking about this for a year, maybe some people a little longer than that. And so it actually had to come at some time. And so no time like the present. And I understand that. And so sometimes you just got to do it. I mean, you've waited long enough, and it's a mutual agreement, and you kind of agree, or you both mutually know about it. One person might agree more with the other. One person might not think that it's that big of a deal, but you both know that it's on the horizon. It's an event that's on the horizon, and you know that's a possibility. The second type of breakup is a one-sided breakup. It's a one-sided breakup. And this one-sided breakup will just lambast somebody. I mean, you don't understand. It will come around and knock you in the butt. You have no idea it's happening. You have no idea that it's about to happen. And I'm not saying that there wasn't clues. I'm not saying there weren't clues that this was going to happen, okay? Remember that Blues Clues? Is it Booze Clues or something like that when we were kids? No, but it's clues, right? There's clues out there. There's clues. And definitely there are, but a lot of times we don't want to see it. You know, it's like the whole example of the parent that doesn't know that the kid's on drugs. Now, is there clues that the kid's on drugs? Sure. Is there times that you see the kid and the kid's kind of, you know, halfway awake, half not? Is there a kid, somebody you can smell alcohol in his breath? Is there sometimes you've seen some drug paraphernalia? Come on. We see things. There are definite clues. Now, do we want to take the clues and put them all together and formulate what's happening? Or do we want to avoid the clues and sit there and say, you know what, things will get better? Right? You know, a good example is, you know, wife and husband, and I don't like to use the cliche, but let's go on and use it right now. Husband stays home from work, stays at work late at night for a long period of time, over and over and over and over again, very late at night. Maybe a few times the wife went up to the office and he wasn't really there. You know, maybe there's been a couple of sightings around town at various locations with another woman. Maybe even a call was made to the wife that somebody saw her husband and another woman leaving a hotel together. There's a lot of options there, but there's like a lot of stuff you don't really want to put together because I think that you hope in the back of your mind that this is all going to get better and it's just going to stop. Sometimes it does get better. Sometimes the person, if the relationship is worth keeping and that person knows that the relationship's worth keeping, you know, you'll have the person that is cheating and out stepping outside of the marriage might reconcile and break up with the situation that they have on the side and come back to be 100% in the marriage. And that happens a lot. That happens more than you think. As what I do for a living, I can tell you that that actually happens a lot. You know, you have like it's not just men, it's women too. You have women and you have men that step out on the marriage for whatever reasons. And I can sit there and list those reasons right now. You know, one good reason that people find that is because they feel like they're maybe they don't feel as loved as they want to. They don't feel as much loving and care. Maybe they're not getting enough sex in the relationship and that's what they're looking for. So they could step out in the marriage. It's not an emotional step out. It might be a physical step out. It's more of a emotional step out for a female for the most part. And sometimes people step out and they never come back in. And that's usually rare. That's usually when there's been a lot of water under the bridge or the relationship itself is very incompatible. And you see that often when people get married right out of high school sometimes. High school sweethearts. That's not always with high school sweethearts, but there's a lot. Because somebody gets married and you're a high school sweetheart. You've been together since you were 15. Okay. I'm a lot different. I'm not, okay, at the core, which is wild, at the core of myself, I'm not that much different from when I'm 15. I value, I care about people. I'm the same level of care and love and respect. And so the core values are definitely the same. However, I didn't really have a high school sweetheart. I mean, I dated a couple of guys and I mean, very innocent, not a lot going on there. Had I had married one of them, maybe it would have been fine. But, you know, quite honestly, I don't know if they could have handled somebody like me. I mean, even though I was very outspoken in high school, so maybe it would have worked, but sometimes it doesn't. On the flip side, maybe you have somebody that came out of a marriage and married, you know, for other reasons. And then sometimes people get married for money. Sometimes people get married for status. Sometimes people get married out of what? Pregnancy. And these things can work in the beginning, but the pregnancy for sure doesn't keep a marriage together. Unfortunately, the pregnancy is almost like a ball and chain in that fact, unless the person is able to really sit there and see all the facets and quality of the spouse, they really can't get over the fact that they feel chained up. Because, you know, again, you have to realize that you don't want somebody to feel like they have to be in a relationship. You need to have them feel as though they want to be in the relationship. And I think when people feel like they have to be, they want to run. They run for the door. They run for the hills. They get the heck out. They get the hell out of Dodge because they are scared, and they feel like their life is, that's what this life has come down to, and they're never going to experience anything else, and so they freak out and they run. But for the most part, what I found is that when people do step out of the marriage, especially if the marriage is worth keeping and both people have a lot of same interests, or at least they have a good bond of a friendship basis in the beginning and they love each other, usually the person will come back. Now, there might be some hurt feelings still, but at the same time, I mean, human is human, right? And we can sit there and judge other people all you want, but how good is that going to do for us? And I find that the more that we understand ourselves as human beings and why we do things and why we have certain levels of love and why we have certain levels of emotional issues and why we sometimes feel cramped or we seem to feel stifled or we seem to feel like all the air has been taken out of the room, you know, that we feel that we need to go outside and find that vigor, find that spunk, that spontaneity again. And I find that to be true, especially with folks that maybe have been married for over 10, 12, 15, 20, 30 years. And you find that often. And nowadays, I'm not trying to like, you know, hit on the subject too much, but, you know, because of the Cialis and because of the Viagra days and because of all these types of medications that do help the libido, I mean, there are people that are stepping out of the marriage for sex reasons, right? And that's an interesting thing too. And I think that it's one thing to step out of a marriage for sex when it's connected to a love and emotion. And I think it's another thing to step out for the act. How do people define that and how does that work? And let's go back to the fact of why people break up. Is that, you know, they're still in love with their ex? Maybe they settled down with a person because they didn't want to be alone. They wanted to be with somebody. And so they figured out later on that they weren't in love with this person. What about they're in love with someone else? And this is a situation that falls under the umbrella of what we've been talking about. You know, so is it okay to break up with somebody if you've been cheating or going outside of the marriage or stepping outside of the marriage or stepping outside of the relationship and you've fallen in love with somebody else? Is that okay to break up over the holidays? Because I would have to argue that. I would have to say that it's the holiday season. And if somebody's stepping out of the marriage or out of the relationship, having sex with somebody else and being emotionally tied to them and wanting to be with that other person, I don't know how cool that is to break up during the holidays. Now, let's look at the flip side here. The flip side is that you're kind of lying to everybody. And then after the holidays and everybody's feeling warm and fuzzy, you break up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, you know, I know you can't play God here, but if there's the same part, there's just a little bit of respect. And maybe there's a way to let somebody down gently. Maybe there's a way to explain. But again, if you're stepping outside of a marriage or stepping out of a relationship and you fall in love with somebody else, this is a tough, tough, tough thing to talk about, especially during the holiday season when maybe there's kids involved, but there's definitely a lot of emotions and definitely a lot of feelings about what's going on. And I would have to say that in my situation, I mean, I think that, you know, you're already hurting people a little bit and they're already going to be hurt. Is there a way to lessen the blow? Is there a way to lessen the blow? And I know some of y'all out there who might be going through some of this stuff, you know, maybe you're saying you're not getting what you need at home and what have you. And I understand, but, you know, one thing that I've learned in life, and I've learned it from watching my clients, you know, is that for the most part, there's no best person out there. I mean, there's some people that you can definitely connect with, and I believe there's a soulmate situation too. And I believe that, honestly, with love and dedication, probably anybody that we really love and connect with on a spiritual and a value level could be, a soulmate. But I think that we have to get past the need to have attention and past the need to kind of change our mind and to be able to see and be able to love that person and love that person's spirit to get to that next level. And I think, though, that when we go outside of the relationship or go outside of the marriage, I feel that that happens a lot. But sometimes people come back in and they reconnect and the relationship's even better because they realize, honestly, for the first time possibly, that it's not better. the grass might not be greener on the other side. And for the most part, it really isn't ever greener. I mean, you always have issues of some kind, right? I mean, nobody's perfect, and you're not perfect, and I'm not perfect, okay? So I'm definitely throwing that out there, too, because I know I'm not perfect, and I don't want to be perfect, because if I'm perfect, I mean, what does that make me? I don't know. I guess nobody could live up to my expectation, and it would be kind of, I don't know, a really weird perfection type thing. But I think that there comes a time when we definitely need to be honest in the relationship. And there comes a time when if you need to break up, you got to break up. God bless it. It's just the way life is. But when is the right time, especially during this time of year? Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about what is the right time. When would you need to break up during the holidays or not during the holidays? What makes the most sense and how can you deal with it gracefully? Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time and, well, be back this time in two shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Which is better? We're talking about breakups. Is it better to break up before the holidays or after the holidays? Which is the best policy? And we've been talking about options for breakup and why you'd want to break up. Maybe still being in love with the ex, right? Maybe jumping into a relationship very soon and kind of not realizing it's a rebound relationship and realizing that you still love the ex, girlfriend or boyfriend or ex-wife or husband. You know, maybe you got into the relationship because you didn't want to be alone. You're tired of being alone. Instead of saying who's the best or instead of focusing on what's the best relationship for you, you focused on just not being alone. And that happens a lot. You know, a lot of times in life, you just go, gosh, you know, I just don't want to be alone. And you find somebody and you're like, this is great. But then you're like, man, did I make the right choice? Is this really what I want? And there's something to be said for that. What about you're in love with someone else? What about somebody's come back around on Facebook and you kind of started going out to lunch with them? Maybe they were an old love, an old sweetheart from high school or college or just, you know, during your party days and you've fallen in love with them. What if you stepped out in the marriage, stepped out in the relationship and been romantically or sexually inclined with somebody else and now you've fallen for them? What about that you're gay? What about that you figured out that you're gay and that you're not? And can't be marriage material or in a consistent relationship with this person that you're dating or married to, for that matter. What if you realize that this person and you don't have a lot in common, or you just realize this is not going to be marriage material? What do you do? And I think at all these different levels, there's a situation of when is the right time to break up. And I mean, this could be any time of the year, but I think it means more. And while we're asking this question is during the holiday season, you have people that are dealing with a lot of stress, anger, anxiety, depression, because some people have lost their family. They might not have parents anymore. They might have passed on, might not have a lot of family. Maybe their family and them don't get along. Maybe they live so far away from their family, they're very alone and very isolated. There's all these options. Maybe this is a very trying time for somebody. Maybe this is also a time where, you know, a lot of people want to hold someone, want to be with somebody. You know, some of my friends call it the cupcake season. They say the cupcake season goes from basically the week or two before Thanksgiving and all the way after Valentine's Day. And that's when people want to have somebody around. And then after that, they drop them. And they go out on a crazy spring break and hit on people. But I don't know about all that. But that's some of my friends. And there you go. And they're sticking to it. And we'll let them stick to that for right now. But it's interesting because think about it. This is the time of year that, you know, all the ads are on TV with the couples holding hands and the mom and the dad and the kids or the girlfriend and the boyfriend or the guy buys the girl the Lexus with the bow on top or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Or those commercials that make us cry over the refrigerator, whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, if there's a time to be with somebody, it's right now. It's not June. It's not June where everybody's trying to get into their swimsuit. Right? It's not like that. It's like, man, this is the time, right? This is the place. This is the notion, you know, and this is where we're going at from A to B. We're going this from A to B, and this is what we're doing. And that's the thing is that there's a time and a place, I think. However, I don't want people to be dishonest with themselves or dishonest with the relationship or dishonest on a spiritual level. But I think that when we're talking about breaking up, and we know how hard it is to do. We know how painful it can be. And for some people, it can be very cathartic. It can be very good. I mean, you never know. But there's so many different reasons why you'd break up. Is it a mutual reason? Is it a both, you know, something that you both know about? Is it a consistent issue that you talked about, but it's not being worked through and this has been going on for a long time? Is this a rebound relationship? Is this a personal issue by one person? So is it a one-sided relationship issue of why they want to break up? And these questions are very important because it comes down to the holiday season. What's important? Do you break up now or do you wait? And so I want to talk about the three tips for you, the three things that you can do if you're in the situation or you have a friend in the situation, three things that you can help them figure out, and three basically golden nuggets of information that can make your life and the life of your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend a lot easier, a lot better. And you know what's best about it too? You'll feel good about yourself. You'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror and you'll know that you did the exact right thing that you had to do to make this a better situation. The first awesome relationship nugget of information when dealing with a possible breakup is that it's time to put the cards on the table. I found that honesty is the best policy. And what I mean by that is if it's like no harm, no foul, you're not married, you're in a relationship, you don't want to leave this person on, and you're ready to make a move, I think it's time to make the move, and I think it's time to be honest about why you're making the move. And I don't mean to be mean. I don't mean to get the last word. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you're supposed to tell the person they have a big head and they smell. But I think that you have to be honest. You got to put the cards on the table. You got to be honest because a lot of people like to break up with it's not you, it's me kind of thing. And you know what? It's just me and I got a lot of baggage and I got to go. But if there's really something that is in the way of the relationship that the other person could actually do something about, or if they were cognizant about it, could change something or could benefit them in the future for future relationships, I feel like you got to be honest. I mean, I feel to a degree that you should. It's kind of like when you're dealing with somebody and you fire somebody at work. And it was your decision to fire him. Like, it wasn't somebody else telling you you had to fire him. And you went in there and you go, oh, God, I hope I don't pay karmatically for this. No, you had to fire them because you had to let them go because they weren't doing the job. Okay? Some of you don't like confrontation at all. You would rather sit there and go, oh, it's not you, it's me. And then later on, that person collects unemployment and then you get fired for all this great stuff that you just needed to cut the cord because you didn't want to deal with confrontation. So in that situation, when you're having to let somebody go and you're having to let them go because they do not work and they're not getting the work done, you have to look at the person and say, hey, I love you. I care about you. And to me, you as a person, you're right on. But you're not working at all. You know, I have it documented for the last 6 months. I come in here, you're an hour and a half late every single day and you leave 2 hours early. I've been trying to give you as much, you know, as much as you need as far as time and just kind of letting you have some slack. But right now, I'm getting yelled at, okay? And I'm not doing this anymore. I got to let you go, man. This is, you know, if you want to really keep a job in the future, you got to show up on time. I mean, 2 hours late every day, that doesn't work. And you got to do work. I'm over here doing all your work and I'm getting paid one salary. I can't do this anymore, okay? I love you as a person. It's not a personal thing, but this is a work thing. Same thing goes in a relationship. And how it happens is this. Instead of sitting there lying to the person about how, no, no, it's me, not you. No, you sit there and you say, especially if it's something that they're doing. Good example. You know, I'm putting the cards on the table because I want you to know where I stand. And the way, why I want you to know where I stand is because I think that I believe that you're owed the honesty. I care about you enough that you are owed the honesty of what I'm going to say. And I really stress the fact, guys, that, you know, honestly, both women and men, you know, my listeners, that, you know, don't be mean. Even if somebody has really pushed you a little bit, the mean stuff and the crass stuff will only come back to you. Do this with as little anger and resentment as possible, because later on down the road, you'll know you did the right thing. So a good example, I had a client do this recently, is they went to their boyfriend and said, hey, I love you and I care about you, but I need to have a separation from this relationship. I don't know if it's a permanent one, but I need to get some clarity in my life. I feel like I've been basically codependent on you, but not only codependent, I feel like I've been allowing you to do what you do all the time, and I don't like it. I don't like what you do all the time. I'm not a heavy drinker. You're a very heavy drinker. I'm not making a judgment call on you, but I just can't see myself getting married to that. And I don't want to do it. For example, this person's dad was an alcoholic, and she was like, you know, hey, my dad's an alcoholic. I've dealt with this all my life. I really don't want to marry an alcoholic. And you have all these great traits and you're a great person, but I'm not going to do that in my life. And I love you and I care about you. If you want to consider stop drinking, maybe we could figure out something. But in the meantime, that's for you to decide. That's not for me to decide. Now, yes, that's a hard conversation to have, right? That's definitely a hard conversation to have. But was it the right conversation? Yes. The opposite of the right conversation would be like, it's not you, it's me. I need to go do some clarity and soul searching. And if I change my mind, I'll come back. So you give nothing for the person to work on. They don't think that they have anything that they can do. And on top of that, they have no stake in the matter. And they just say, oh, this person's crazy. They're going on doing their own thing. When in reality, you can sit there and say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to come back with you. I don't know if this is going to work out. But honestly, I'm not going to deal with XYZ. And if you want to change that and you want to better yourself, great. If you don't, then, you know, you do your own thing. And I care about you as a person and I'm always going to love you. But you know what? I don't have to marry it. So putting the cards on the table, being honest is the best policy. And I think that if you're going and willing to do that, I think that you can break up at any time. Now, I'm not saying go pick, you know, Christmas Day or New Year's. I don't think you want, because I think when you start picking those kind of days, there's another reason behind it. That's angry, and that there's a whole nother side anger to that, okay? Because we just don't do that. It'd be like breaking up on Valentine's Day, right? I mean, who does that? You know, the second thing is you want to be real with yourself. You got to be real with yourself. And when I mean be real with yourself, I'm saying you want to ask yourself, what would you prefer? From the heart, from your heart, what would you prefer? If the shoe was on the other foot, what would you prefer them to do? What would you prefer them to do? This is a big question and it has to be answered. From the heart, with no anger and no resentment. And if you figure out that answer to that question, then that's what you need to follow. Follow that with your heart and do and follow that through by putting the cards on the table and being real, but doing what you know from your heart is the right thing to do, either to wait or to do it right then. And last but not least, the truth shall set you free to a point. The truth shall set you free to a point. What I mean by that is, tell the truth, but you don't have to tell everything. Sometimes when you tell all the truth, you just hurt somebody even more. If you're planning on breaking up with them, break up with them, tell the truth. You know, if it's about the drinking, let's say if you feel like they're an alcoholic, bring that up. But you don't have to bring up every point. If it's about the drinking and you stepped out of the relationship possibly during the fact, you don't need to bring that up too to add insult to injury. Be straight and be truthful to the point as long as it makes sense. When you're adding to things and you're adding for other reasons, that's when you need to step back and say, am I doing this to hurt the other person or am I doing this to help the other person? If you're doing this to hurt the other person, it's time to let go. If you're doing this to help and you honestly know that this information needs to be shared to help the other person, then so be it. So I hope this helps you out with any sort of breakup questions here over the holidays and throughout the new year, because you know what? Breaking up can happen any day of the year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information on me, check out AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com, LYTLC, the Live Your True Life Coach. And check out also Spreaker. Check out some shows on Spreaker, Speaker with an R. It's a really great, great, great platform where you can listen on demand to podcasts and also other radio options of mine too. Stay tuned. I'll have a great show for you next. And Perspectives, your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.